This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Talk to entrepreneurs every day, all day. That's our job here. But in addition to that, I'm also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. Want to thank our guests every day and all week long. And our next guest, first-timer, Nick Maloney of NAR Company, correct?
Yes.
Always getting through those names. It's always a challenge for me. Nick, welcome to the show. Tell us what NAR is all about. So sounds like something from the Tolkien. NAR. The land of NAR.
Yeah, that's one facet. Or like we took the name from more the term gnarly, which we use often in software development, just to generally describe
difficult
something that is that or awesome. I prefer awesome.
Okay.
But we are a full service web and mobile development shop located in Boston, and we work with both like new startup businesses and like established businesses and even like government entities. So just a pretty broad range of clientele that need digital products, and our expertise, or a senior level team of about 7 engineers right now, and growing rapidly. So
interesting. So how did you come up with the idea for the business?
I've been developing software for about 15 years now, so it's what I know and been doing for a while. And prior to starting this company, I was at a healthcare company with some of my colleagues, and things slowed down and they let some of the team go, and we decided to try to make a run of doing what we were doing at the healthcare company on our own, sort of as hired guns. So it started out with a couple of us, and we just went out and hustled and got more business. And this was just back in January, and since that time we've grown to 7 people. So it's, business has been good.
Are you making any revenue?
Yes, we are.
So how do you make your revenue? What is the model?
Pretty simple. Like, we just charge generally by the week per engineer. So each product will, or project, we generally refer to them as products because that's often what we're building. We'll work with the client and figure out what it is they need, and then put an approximate time estimate to it and just bill accordingly. I mean, it's very similar to, I guess, how accountants in law offices would run too. So just charge per engineer per week.
So engineering firms are purchasing your services?
Yes.
Which kind of engineering firms?
So not just engineering firms. Like, we'll work with other consulting shops that might need some help from our team, like other, like larger software companies that can't fill the gap. But we'll also work with startups.
Contract engineering.
Yep, exactly. Software, though.
Right.
To be specific, not like civil, right, or anything like that. So that's one of our markets. Early on, we catered a lot to startups. Like, our sort of sweet spot's been like a startup that raised a seed round. They've built a pretty straightforward product, validated the idea that it generated revenue, and then needed to leverage our expertise to help grow their product. One of the challenges is, you know, it's pretty straightforward to build a software product and get it to market. But when you need to start to generate revenue and have it run for 100,000 to 1 million people, that presents a new set of challenges. And the background of my team, we've worked in that space, so we have a good deal of knowledge there. So we've helped a good amount of companies grow in that regards. So we're trying to carve out a niche there to help these, companies that raise an A round and then need to scale up, be able to leverage, our expertise and not only what we know, but also some of the failures that happens a lot too. Like, you do something and it doesn't work out, and you learn from that. And, if we can help our clients not do that, then we've succeeded too.
You know, I when I think about software companies like yours, I think of India.
Yep.
Is there a trend away from India? Do you present a competitive advantage over those companies?
Yeah, it comes up a lot. I'd say the offshore firms traditionally are targeting what we call staff augmentation roles. So that's normally like a larger organization, like, sort of needs bodies in seats and working on established products. They don't really need someone to think about a product as a whole, or more on the business or architectural level. So we haven't done just straight up staff engineering. We generally will take a more like product or business focus, and with that expertise, we're able to like charge quite a bit more than those firms. But I also like to think we're more of a, oftentimes a CTO level role filling in versus just staff engineers.
Right. Interesting. I might have asked you this before. Is this your first business?
At this scale, it is. Yeah, I've worked as an independent consultant previously, so it's just myself and maybe some subcontractors. But yeah, this is my first foray into like running a real business with employees.
And you're a co-founder, so do you have partners?
Yeah, I have one co-founder, Mike Stone, who couldn't make it today.
Right. And what's the how did you structure the firm? How do you divide up the responsibilities as an entrepreneur between you and Mike?
We've kind of done everything by the seat of our pants. I mean, from the firm structured as an S corp, and we're each equal partners in it, and we just kind of divvy up the roles based on, you know, what's needed. Like right now, Mike is pretty heavy into an engineering project, so I'm stepping up for like maybe some business development and meetings and what have you. And like maybe next week, I'll be on a project, and he can dial back a little bit to fill in. So we just kind of take it week by week and as needed.
Interesting. Nice business model.
Yeah, it works.
So you like the business?
I do. Yeah, I've been doing it a long time. I like the business ownership side now. It's like I said, I've been slinging code for quite a while, and just like getting in and out of my comfort zone has been pretty fun. Like, you know, traditionally, yes, nerds have been behind the desk slinging code every day, and now we have to go to biz dev.
We're in Boston. Nerds rule.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, I think you bring up a good point in terms of challenging your skill set. Being an entrepreneur, running a business, leading a business, very different than writing code. Do you find that it's been a challenge for you?
It is, yeah. From like everything from like running our books and just getting good at task delegation and realizing that I don't know a lot of things, and being able to ask for help and people's expertise and everything from tax to legal to HR, I mean, you name it. And so we're just like learning everything we can about those facets of running the business, the marketing piece. I've really enjoyed that. You know, early on, we were out going to networking events like 4 days a week and just really hustling for new business. And just getting out of our comfort zone. And I mean, I'm still out of my comfort zone, but I enjoy doing it and I enjoy the challenge there. So that's been really fun, very rewarding. We put in a lot of hours, but like we're really starting to reap the benefits of it.
Still learning today? How are you getting your learning now?
I try to like pick up a book or two a month on just like random business topics. Like I think I just read this book about like the formation of McKinsey Consulting, and that was pretty fascinating. And just learning about like these other industries that have some parallels with what they're doing and some of the challenges they faced growing and things they did right, things they did wrong. So definitely, you know, a lot of reading, just going to various networking events and targeting events that aren't necessarily tech related. A lot of new business events I really enjoy because you run into other companies that are facing the same challenge, and you can also get a lot of business from them too in both ways. Like we'll find, you know, maybe an insurance broker or someone to help us out with law, and maybe they need someone that can use our services or they can directly. So that's been helpful.
Great. Yeah, if somebody wants to learn more about the business, utilize your services, how would they find you?
So we do have a website, very basic web presence. We're actively working on dialing that up, but our website is www.thenar.co.
The NAR. Yes. Sorry, I keep thinking pirates.
That's all right. As long as you remember it, I think that works.
I will. So. Gnarly. It's a gnarly company.
Yes, we are.
In the family of gnarly companies, we hope to say one day.
Yes, correct.
Interesting business. I like it. Do you have a phone number as well?
Yeah, 617-202-2222.
Great. I want to just repeat that again in case you did that fast.
Yeah, 617-202-2222.
My favorite types of numbers, the simple ones.
Yep.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we've been speaking with the gnarly guy, Nick Maloney of the NAR Company, minus Mike Stone. We're glad Mike didn't come. Okay, you can put that
someone's
on record.
Go make money.
Yeah, so go make money. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and you can find Nick on YouTube, on our YouTube site, and you can also find him on our website for the next 45 days. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.